Welcome to another edition of the Kid Zack Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another episode. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I'm so happy to have you listening in once again to the Kid Zack Podcast. We appreciate you. We love you. And by we, I mean not just me. I mean also the people who are on this show as well. And we have some people on here today as well. Am I right?
Yep.
I'm back.
I think you probably know these voices since they want to be really short-winded and not say too much. DJ, as you guys know, is normally co-hosting on here. He's back again. And I got my girl Jazz on
Jazz,
here.
Jazz, man.
You know, Jazz makes an appearance when she can, you know. And same thing with DJ. They live busy schedules and busy lives. So when I can catch up to these people, you know, I'm going to try to have them on here for you guys every single time. So let's just be thankful for them, you know.
Too busy for Zach Jones.
Oh, see, look at this. It's really the people. They're not too busy for y'all, you know. But how your day been going, Jazz? How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Deej?
Decent.
He's always got that one word, one liner. You know, decent. Okay. You know, stuff like that. And that is just fine. But guys, we couldn't have took a better day, or picked a better day, more so, to do this podcast on. Well, for one, I'm off. Okay, you know what I'm saying? But two, we just got some big news like a day or two ago here, right? And I say a day or two to you guys, cause, you know, sometimes I upload it the same night, the next day. But you guys know I get it to you within 1 or 2 day spans, how I try to do it. And man, this was going to kick off the start of our show. Now, I had ideas how I was going to start the show off and whatnot. But this one for sure is the way we're going to start it off. So without further ado, go ahead and turn your radio dials up. Turn your volume up on your iPhones, your Androids, whatever you can, your iPads. And let's do this. We're going to kick things off with none other than Tom Brady. You guys remember him. DJ, you remember him, right? As a 7-time Super Bowl champion. The one I call the greatest of all time. To play the game of football. You guys remember just 40 days ago, he retired. That's what I remember, right? He wanted to go spend time with his kids, his wife. You know what I mean? Things like that. All this speculation. He may come back. He may not. I was like, yo, when I think Brady, I think Kobe, right? Kobe said he was done. God rest his soul. He was done, right? I was wrong. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't heard, which you probably have, you hear it here now. Tom Brady will be returning for his 23rd season in the NFL. He said his heart, it's not word by word quote here, but kind of paraphrase, his heart is still on the field. Mm. He said that day will come when he's not ready to be on the field. But that day is yet to come. Okay, so this has actually happened. I'm not lying. This is not fake news. Tom Brady is back after 40 days. The man didn't even sit out his season. So he's just going to pick up where he left off. But this raises a lot of questions now. Because you listen to the Buccaneers, before I ask DJ and Jazz some questions about this. You listen to the Buccaneers. They're talking about bringing the band back together. Getting everybody, you know, the championship squad all together again. Mm-hmm. Okay. So where does this leave the Buccaneers? DJ.
Well, first of all, why did you retire in the first place? Like,
Thank you.
Like, I find it hard to believe that you were solid on retiring 40 days ago and then all of a sudden it just changed. You never wanted to retire.
Then why make that call?
I don't know if, I don't know what it is. To be honest with you, I don't know if it was a thing where, I don't know, the wife was pressing him about it, or I just retired then. You know, yeah. I'm done with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm done. And then he's just like, you know what? I can't do it. I lied. I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that might have been where it is, or if not her, somebody else or something, because ain't no way in the world all of a sudden, 40 days later, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't want to retire. You never wanted to retire to begin with.
Never.
So somebody else was, you know, influencing that decision.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your thing.
I
saw some on social media with LeBron. You all know LeBron James. He texted me. He was like, man, you can't retire. He said, me and you are the best at what we do. We're the greatest at what we do. You can't retire on me, man. And this was like, as we'll get into it, not too long after LeBron had put up 56 points, I want to say, in one of the games, right? And then next thing you know, a couple days later, said Brady texts him back and say, I'm coming back. You know what I mean? I'm with you. He never wanted to step away. You know, I think it was something like, I need to give back to my family. Right? That was his deal.
Gave him 40 days?
In 40 days. And then he said, forget this. I can't do this. Packing school lunches and picking them up and driving them. Who can get used to this? Not me. I'm Brady. But, Jay, would you like to get your input on it?
I mean...
He's 44. He's 44. So, he'll definitely play to 45.
I think he said at one point in time that he wanted to play until he was...
45.
Yeah. I mean, it does what he wants to do, but I feel like he does have kids and... You're going to have to get to them at some point in time.
And see, I'm glad you brought that because that was going to be my point. Kids. I don't know all the ages of his kids. I think he got maybe 3 or 4. I know he got
two. They're all
pretty young. Yeah, but hold on. Let's talk about the youngness. He got about 2 or 3, I think, by Giselle. I think he got 1 by another woman. I'm not sure. Yeah. That's probably wrong.
He got 2 by Giselle and then 1 by somebody else.
Yeah.
His first wife.
I have no idea who that wife is, neither. But you look at it, you know... They may be a little young, but the oldest one looks maybe 12, 13. The second one,
if he ain't a teenager, he about to be.
Yeah, and let's be honest. When they get on the brink of them ages, when do they really need you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I listen to Colin Cowherd. I know he's very controversial. Some people love him, some people hate him, whatever. But he make a lot of sense. He said, man, listen, I love my kids too. My oldest daughter is 21. He said, sometimes I text her, she doesn't even text me back. I'd be like, hey, let's go to lunch. Nothing. He said, these the older they get, they find a life of their own. And so, you tell me he needs to spend time with the kids. They not toddlers or anything. These kids are growing up each and every day, and they finding out who they are in this world, and they got their own lives. So then they just leave dad at home just, well, I'll be here. You know what I mean? And he can't sit with that.
He can't sit. Okay, he's been doing it for how long?
Playing the game of football?
Yeah.
NFL-wise, 22 years. He's returning for his 23rd season.
I just looked up his kids' age. That means he's been playing football through all of his kids' life.
Okay, yeah.
Like, hadn't had one break from football. Mm-mm. He needs to, I mean, he's going to have to get to his kids. They're going to resent him. Like, he's probably never home. He probably can't do this. Like, I mean, some things he won't be, because, you know, he's a celebrity and whatnot. But he's not doing the normal things that a kid would want. You know what I'm saying?
You mean like spending that quality time?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll give you that. Sure, I mean, any athlete like these guys, and I'm not the child of an athlete. I mean, my parents are great. They're not no NBA or NFL athletes or nothing like that, though. But you got to think, they definitely missed their time with them. But these aren't just normal people we're talking about, neither. Yeah. So their lives aren't normal. That's even personally wise. You know what I mean? Like, that's where the difference is. So, I guess the older them kids get, you can ask somebody like Michael Jordan's kids, Marcus, and I can never remember the other's name. He had those two boys. I bet they understood. I mean, our dad wasn't just a regular guy. So, I mean, the time we was going to get with them probably wasn't the same. I mean...
They probably realized it when they got grown and whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't think if you ask them a documentary later on in life, I don't think they'll say, he was a horrible father. They probably... Just be like, well, I mean, we didn't see him that much, so we can't say that he was bad, saying. You know. Was just, yeah,
but it's like, how you gonna be?
Football was who he was, you know. Right.
But how you gonna be an absentee father, but still?
It's not completely absentee, right? I know you'd be like, well, he take care of him financially, but that I'm sure he gets his quality time in there. But what he's competing with now, he's not competing with linebackers and safeties, defensive linemen. He's competing for his love of the game and his family. That's what he's competing for. Because at heart, this man is a competitor. He's been since day one, since Michigan. You see what I'm saying? Since Bledsoe got hurt. He's a competitor. He's battling with letting that go to just being full-time dad. As always was, bruh, I always got competitor. You know, if I mess up at home, I can always go out there and field, get things right. And he just can't let that go. You know? I don't know if they make him wrong. I don't know if they make him right.
I think he's one of those men that that drive and competitiveness is who he is.
It's over too.
And yeah, well, it is who he is, and that, and to a point to where if you take it away from him, he's not going to be any good to himself.
Yeah,
because you would think, he got more time to spend with his kids and whatnot. Yeah, he would, but he'd be miserable. Not spending time with them, but not.
He wouldn't be himself.
He'd be, you know, he would not be Tom Brady anymore. You know what I'm saying? He would fall off. He, you know what I'm saying? Every man don't have drive like this. Some men can, you know what I'm saying, just, I guess you would say, you know, do stuff like that and, you know, sit down, you know, they fine with that family and whatever, you know what I'm saying? But he's not that kind of way.
He's not able to
fall off the face of the earth. He, you know, he could compete in something. Even Kobe did. His when he left the game of basketball, even though he said the only reason he came back was because Gigi wanted to play.
Yeah.
His competitive drive switched over to Biz. I can't remember who that dude was. He was contacting at 3-4 in the morning asking him business questions. Mm-hmm. Well, now he was just annihilating. He switched it over. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So men like that have to do that. It won't be no good to anybody.
And that'd be
anybody.
Tom Brady that's not Tom Brady. That'd be really a bad, you know what I mean, deal. You know? Mm-hmm. So now we got that out the way for us. Let's talk about the team aspect. Okay, so they franchise tag Chris Godwin, who's coming off a torn ACL, I want to say.
Yeah.
Get Mike Evans back. Guessing Bruce Arians will come back to get the GM back. I don't see defensively Richard Sherman coming back. I don't know about other guys they got right now. But I'm also thinking of it like this. The Rams just won the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? We haven't been on the podcast since, you know, Russell Wilson and all this, the changes that have been made. But guys don't know Russell Wilson's playing for the Broncos now. So that's happened, right? Aaron Rodgers returned to the Packers for at least whenever. I don't know. He's back, though. And he's probably sitting at home thinking, well, look at this NFC. My goodness, I mean, technically, right now with the landscape, all you have to worry about is the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you look at it, because y'all know Odell, like, one of my favorite players. I think he had, like, half a season, and he was still banged up. So, yeah. you can't count on Cooper Kupp having that year again. You can't count on Odell Beckham being completely healthy, Von Miller being completely healthy. So, he's thinking to himself, bro, we beat the Rams. We probably back in. NFC is wide open right now. Wide open.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, AFC, well, what's the Chiefs division? Is the AFC North? No,
yeah,
that way.
That's the AFC West.
AFC West. I'm sorry. Yeah, AFC North is the Steelers, when I believe. But it's wide open. And he's probably thinking, bro, I'm tired at the wrong time. Because his division.
Mm.
No Sean Payton, right? He left the game, guys. Drew Brees left the game a year or two ago.
They got two teams in the running to get Deshaun Watson. So.
Okay.
It wouldn't be a complete jump to the Super Bowl, you know.
But see, right now, the way he's looking at it, he don't know where Deshaun going.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And that's going to lead us into our next topic, Deshaun. But I'm going to say this. Jack, you got something on my fault.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to say this, though. You're going to come back. He can't play forever. But it was kind of a smart decision the way the NFC is looking right now. I can't give it to nobody other than the Rams. Mm. And I can't say that they can't just be beat on any given day. You know what I mean? Because they can. So, I don't know if it'll bring back that nostalgia. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know if he'll come. My dad thinks that. You guys know dad's been on. He seems to think it's not going to work. And that he's not going to win another one coming back. He may play another year or two, but he ain't going to win one. And I said, man, as great as that sounds, I can't never count out Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, the older he gets, it's like the better. It's like wine, right? So I can't even count him out. I can see. You ask me, you see Brady win the Super Bowl either this year or next year? Yeah, I can see it happening. You know what I'm saying? It's just
he's getting there.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got anything else on it before we move to Deshaun next?
No.
Okay.
I was just, if we're still talking about Brady, you got to give it up at some point.
Yeah, okay, Jazz wants you to give it up, Brady. Jazz,
I'm not saying give it
Giselle
up.
Giselle are on the same page.
I think
you need to prioritize your family. I don't care. Like, you can play as long as you want, but I know there's no way that his kids are getting the time that they need with him.
No, they're not.
No, I mean, okay, no, that's not all. Yeah, I mean, they're not getting all the time even. But what professional athlete is? You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about someone. I don't mean coming guy. Think about some of the guys just flew straight out of the league. Spent all the time in the world with their dads because he got cut. You see what I'm saying? He got released. You know? It's I don't know. It's different. You know what I mean? When a person get a taste of success and they're not complacent with success and they just want more of it and more of it and more of it, this is what he is. He didn't get complacent. And for that,
I think when he can't do it the way he used to anymore, that's when he'll
get it. That's when he'll let it go. Now you're talking. He can still sling it. He was just top five in the league on stuff. So, you know who else said that before we move on? LeBron said that on his on the shop. You know, his little thing he got. He's like, I'm going to let it go. He said, my thing is this. He said, bro, I can still play.
Yeah.
He's like, and I'm pretty damn good at it. He's like, I'm 37 playing like this. He says, so I'm going to squeeze this orange or lemon, whichever one he said, to nothing is left. He said, when I can't do it, I can do it. And when I feel it, I'll let it go. He said, but I play with the best of them at this point, and I'm 37. He said, but when I can't no more, then that's when I'll let it go. But let's keep things rolling into some good news for Deshaun Watson, who was under tons of charges of, I believe, sexual harassment. I could be wrong. Of several women, stuff like going to masseuse and things like that, harassment. Several women that came out. Deshaun wasn't able to play football this past season. He was on the roster. He was going to practice, but he wasn't around the team. They finally took it to court. He was found not guilty on everything. So he was good. No jail, no nothing, right? So this means what now? Deshaun is back on the market, right? So clearly he wanted out of Houston. So that wish is going to be granted. Mm-hmm. That's going to happen. So now it's like, oh, who's going to get Deshaun? As DJ said earlier, some teams are in the running. We're talking the Saints. We're talking, I've seen the Panthers and a couple of other teams. But I also saw some news. Who?
The Browns.
Browns as well. Browns is in there. And I saw, well, Indianapolis is not in there because he declined that and said he didn't want to go there. That's not a bad spot. Honestly. I mean, you got Michael Pittman. T.Y. is on the other end. But that's, you know. And you got Jonathan Taylor. And a good, I don't know why. Anyway. But we, right now, you know, I will say this before I hand it over to DJ Henson. He did say, I don't know if he said on this podcast or not, he did say that teams should have still been trying to go after him earlier in the year. Now, I don't know if DJ knew he was going to be not guilty. I don't know. But he was like, you know, right now, you know what I mean? They ain't going to want to haul for him because they thinking he going to come out guilty. And they going to be like, oh, it's your problem. Mm-hmm. Found not guilty. So if you're Houston Texans, they, oh, I'm back to it. I need first round. Because the last time y'all see this man play, he was still putting up great numbers, right? So, DJ. Yeah. Let me. I'm going to ask you a couple different questions. I'm going to put you in GM mode. And then I'm going to just put you in fan mode. All right. So which one you want for? You want to be in fan mode first or GM mode?
Fan mode.
Let's go fan mode first. This is simple. So from a fan standpoint, where do you want to see Deshaun Watson go? Where's the best fit? And where does DJ think, man, he go here, it's back to the old Deshaun again. Nothing's changed.
To be honest with you, as a fan, I want to see him with Tennessee.
DJ's a Titans fan. Okay, he's a Titans fan.
I mean, for that, I would be willing to give up King Henry, a first-round pick. You know,
you give up King Henry?
I would give up King Henry.
Why not two first round picks?
Well, if they'll take that.
And Julio.
But I'm assuming that they're going to want a little bit more than that. That's why I said, you know, the best thing we got right now is King Henry. And nothing against King Henry. He's great at what he is and whatnot. But at the end of the day, he's still a running back. You know what I'm saying? He only going to get us so far. You know what I'm saying? But Deshaun Watson is a franchise quarterback. He can take us all the way in beyond.
He definitely can, but don't you want to see if you can keep that? I give him two first rounders.
That's why I said, okay, first, yeah, I would put that after to see if they would take it, but I don't think they would take that. I think they think, oh, you know what I'm saying, he's a franchise quarterback, he ain't but what, 25, 26, you got another
he is pretty young
10 still, plus years with him, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have to give us the house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I threw him in there, because like you said, he's the best thing we got right now. They can have Tannehill. You know, we're giving you a quarterback.
DJ is still upset with Tannehill. A lot of Titans fans are. So second and last fan question. Where's the best fit for Deshaun Watson?
The best fit?
When you look at the landscape as it is right now, we're currently in the football offseason. A lot of free agency is happening. So, like, right now.
The best fit, I think, you're talking about as far as for him to win and to succeed?
Yes.
I think the first team that come off top of my head is the 49ers. Wow. You know, they got the coach. They got the running game. You know what I'm saying? They got the schemes. You know, they got Debo. Mm-hmm. The receiver course. I mean, you add another receiver, you know what I'm saying? Jarvis Landry got cut. Sign him, you know what I'm saying? You got a solid receiving core, running back core. The defense is good. They went to the NFC championship game last year. They ready to win right now, so I think they'd be best. You know, they got everything.
What you do with Trey Lance?
Huh?
What you do with Trey Lance?
Well, we'll see with Trey Lance. You get Deshaun Watson. You got to ship him out, you know?
You swap?
Yeah, you swap.
So Texas got them a quarterback. So Texas got their quarterback. Yeah. And then,
which, as a Tennessee Titans fan, I wouldn't want to see that because I don't want to deal with Trey Lance.
Because he's going
to
be good.
If he turns out to be what everybody say he is for the next 10 plus years. But, you know, as a, you know, best team, I think the 49ers right now sticks out.
So. Okay, that's very interesting. That's very interesting. Okay, so last one. We're going to put you in GM mode. Now, you're the Texas GM. I know you would hate to be that. And sorry, Texas fans, not very likable. What is your asking price? Somebody calls you on the phone. Any team you want to call you, hey, mm-hmm. we want Deshaun. What's up? You know what I mean? What we got to do? What we handing over?
If I'm the Texans right now,
mm-hmm.
automatically, when we trade him away, we're going to be in somewhat of a rebuild mode.
Okay.
Somewhat. I would say it depends. All the teams that, because first of all, you're gonna need a quarterback. I don't see nobody that's supposed to come out this year that's going to be
not equal to him at all,
or at least close to. So I'm like, okay,
you got some guys, but they ain't. No, it's not
teams like
it's the quarterback draft.
Teams like what is it like? Green Bay,
mm-hmm.
Broncos, Chargers, Rams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bengals, those teams like that, they solid on their quarterbacks.
Right.
So all the elite quarterbacks, I can pretty much say that those teams are probably solid on their quarterbacks. But everybody else is kind of like, if they'll take calls for their quarterback, I'd be looking at that. So I'm looking at teams like Arizona with Kyler Murray, although I question his leadership. So I mean. I take the call, but I'm kind of weary on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who else out there? Like Trey Lance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at that. I'm trying to see if I can replace my franchise quarterback, possibly. You know, that's what I'd be trying to see if I'm a GM first.
Would you do something with the Browns?
No.
Think about it. I don't think they would trade Myles Garrett. But, I mean, like you said, franchise QB is everything.
Yeah.
They just a year or two ago, they were playing in the AFC Championship game. They were winning, right?
Yeah.
And then the quarterback completely fell off in the mess that it is now over this. But you get a call from the Browns, and you may not want Baker Mayfield, right? But you'll take Baker Mayfield. But you're asking for who? You're probably asking for Myles Garrett over there, right? That's the number one thing. You want some first-round picks. You know, and you're probably taking one of those corners they got.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of that. Would you do that deal? Myles Garrett, a first rounder, and like Denzel Ward.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? Like, and if just for Lev J, we throw Baker in there. You can have Baker. I don't even care. They probably like, yo, we getting Deshaun. We'll take Baker.
Well, like I said, first I'm trying to see if I can get a quarterback back.
I mean,
if I can do that, first and foremost.
I mean, Baker ain't gonna lead you to no championship. No, but a change of scenery for him may, you know, this guy can still play somewhat.
Yeah.
It'll win you more games than what you won last year.
Well, my thing is, I wouldn't be doing the trade to make Baker Mayfield's
career. No. I'm just, But if you're the Texans, you just, when's the last time you touched the playoffs? When last time you even been, you know what I'm saying? So that's probably what you're looking at now, trying to win out through your division, which is kind of tough with Tennessee doing what they do every year.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Jaguars just got Doug Peterson. They just signed Christian Kirk today, helping out Trevor Lawrence. You know what I mean? So they at some point.
I'm calling just about everybody. I'm calling Dallas. You know what I'm saying? I know, you know, Weston ain't love.
Oh, Dallas.
I know he loves Dak, but I'm calling the Ags. I'm listen, look. In that one, I'm trying to think, do I want to make it sweeter for him? Like, we straight up, you know what I'm saying? One for one, you know what I'm saying?
That's not going to work with Jerry.
Well, I got the leverage right now. All I'm doing is asking. You know what I'm saying?
But
it's going to put him on the high seat to say, well. I mean, I like my quarterback. Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I hang up the phone, you know. It's going to put him. Like I said, I got the leverage right now. You know what I'm saying? Because they got teams that didn't want
him. The only reason I said with him, I see what you're saying. It's not a bad method. I'm just saying with Jerry, it wouldn't work because, you know, he drafted these guys. Them like his babies. You know what I mean? He paid Dak, so he wanted that to pay off and say, I did that. See, Amari Cooper, he just shipped them out. It was a free agent pickup. It was a trade or whatever it was. I can't remember. And got him from the Raiders. So, if it's like somebody he drafted, you clearly see he's going to hang on to them wrong or right. Zeke probably should have been gone a couple years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to him too long. But, I mean, yeah. I was just thinking. I like that Browns deal I just came up with. I know the Panthers are in the running. What you want to do, give up C-Mac? I mean, the wideout game ain't too strong over there. Defensively, you got to give them some pieces because all they do is draft defense. I'm liking the Browns. And then the Steelers, I thought they was in there. They just picked up Mitchell Trubisky. So I'm guessing they're going to ride with him?
I don't know what they're trying to do.
I'm not sure what that move was supposed to be.
I'm questioning them now on these decisions.
Yeah, like.
About hanging on to Ben Roethlisberger for Way too long.
Way too long.
And now they go and they get Mitchell Trubisky. And I don't know if this is a thing where they're trying to be like the Brown, but like, well, y'all say this. Watch what we do with them.
I guess.
Like Mitchell Trubisky. Like, what they going to make the playoffs when they finna win on Super Bowl with no Mitchell Trubisky? So,
he is who he is. But it's just, isn't it real jazz? What's your asking price?
Four.
As she's on her phone. I just put him in a GM seat. Like, okay. I said, Deshaun Watson. Did you know about Deshaun Watson?
I don't remember.
Elite quarterback, one of the best, amazing quarterback in the league. Top five, in my opinion, every year he was playing the game. Still is. So now that he's not guilty, everybody's blowing up your phone wanting him now. Because he clearly is going to leave your team because he said he wanted out of your team and all the stuff that has happened. So what's your asking price if somebody called the phone and say, hey, what do you want? We want Deshaun. What do you want for him? You going first round picks. Who you giving up on your team? You know what? You're the Steelers GM. Forget it. You like the Steelers? You're the Steelers GM. You call over there and you want Deshaun. Who are you giving up? Tough stuff here, huh? You giving up T.J. Watt? You giving up... Well, Juju's a free agent, isn't he?
I think so.
You giving up Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, but be careful because those are the guys he would throw it to, you know? You giving up Najee Harris, who just came in doing...
My backup quarterback.
You know who?
My backup quarterback.
That's not going to work.
Nah. But if I couldn't get a quarterback, I'm thinking in my head, rebuild, so...
Yeah,
I want at least three first round picks.
Woo! Wait a minute.
One, two, three. His franchise, whoever he goes to, he's gonna be their franchise for the next 10 years. The next decade. You all Deshaun Watson. Right. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I want three first round picks.
But
yeah, they got to be in the same. Well,
what about the? You know? We put you in the Browns shoe. That's what we did. I just gave you Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, and a first round pick. What about that?
I'm gonna say keep that. I want the first
round. You want Myles Garrett?
What good is Myles Garrett gonna do with a losing football team? I mean, he'll get a lot of sacks. Might put some butts.
But I think that proved also you can get to the playoffs. Look at the Washington football team. They had Taylor Heineke, and they went. You know, they had Chase Young in that front four.
I'm thinking about complete rebuild. That's what I'm thinking about.
And I got you a pick in there. I got you a pick.
Nah, I need more than that because
more than just one.
I need at least three.
For the next 3 years?
Like Deshaun Watson worth that.
I mean, yeah.
The talent level is worth at least three first round picks.
Who did you say?
Let's be honest.
Them three first round quarterback.
That's okay. They're not taking that. They're not taking that.
You said a backup quarterback?
Yeah, the asking price would be a backup quarterback. I mean, yeah, they would take that. Now, right? They'd be like, yeah, sure. We'll give you a backup.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Like I said, it's a question. You guys ask yourself out there. We don't know where he's going to land. He's supposed to meet with some teams in the coming days. I don't know if the Seahawks are in there or not. They need to be, okay, because
somebody said that they was, you know, asking about him and whatnot, but I don't know.
They need to be.
I don't think they're going to get him. I mean, what they going to give him, Jamal Adams?
Yeah, I don't. And he had some injuries.
Yeah.
He didn't last with me. But, yeah, to wrap that up, I was telling DJ earlier, I think the Saints would be a great fit. Only thing that's holding me back is not having Sean Payton. You know, guys, he didn't retire, but he stepped away for about a year. A lot of people think he's trying to gear up for the Cowboys job in about a year or so, when McCarthy messes all up again. But I think the Saints. I think if Michael Thomas comes back, at least, I don't know what he's going to look like anymore. I haven't seen him play football in like 2 years. Alvin Kamara gets everything settled off the field with everything he's got going. You keep that defense.
See, the only thing, they got a bunch of ips in there.
But on every team?
Well, no, I said the 49ers, they're ready to go today.
But you got to think, you talk about, that may be a good thing, but at the same time, you talk about a lot of putting pride to the side, too, because it's like, bro, we drafted this dude, Trey Lance.
Who cares? Ain't this about
you money? See how hard it is right now for Green Bay to put the pride to the side?
You think the Rams worry about that? Or Tampa Bay from 2 years ago, worry about that? Baby, they winning.
I mean, it's not a bad one.
Look what it's doing for Green Bay. They stick to all their draft picks. They can't even get back to the Super Bowl.
Can't get back there at all. That's Aaron Rodgers' fault. But it's another story for another day. But that leads us until our next topic, guys and ladies. Aaron Rodgers is back with the pack. Mm-hmm. Okay, he said he wasn't going to wait out the decision forever and things like that. And it was reported he had a deal worth 4 years, $200 million, and 160. I'm probably wrong. 160 of it was guaranteed. And then he came back out and said, I am going back to the Packers. But the negotiations so far, that deal that y'all been seeing isn't right. But we don't know what the deal is. Mm-hmm. He's saying, I know I'm going to be back for next year, though. I always got to make a scene. That's what he do, right?
Yeah.
So, right now, he's back with the Packers. So, you can put him back in contention again, playing. But let's be honest. Everybody heard this. They was like, this is cool, but, buddy, are you going to get a championship this time? It should be the same team. You get Robert Tonyan back at tight end, okay? Now, you have an issue. I just seen this. Devontae Adams said he will not play on the franchise tag, which is what they tried to do to him. You're going to have to break out a contract for him. You see what I'm saying? But it don't make sense. Because if Aaron Rodgers ain't signed no 4-year deal, then why would Devontae Adams want a big contract? You see what I'm saying? He only wanted to play.
I didn't know that he could do that.
What?
I thought when they franchised
him. I thought it was like that too. But maybe it's one of them things he ain't going to show up is what I'm getting.
Maybe.
But so I'm thinking you had to sign a long-term deal because he wouldn't be wanting a big deal if he didn't know he wasn't going to play with you. He don't want nothing against Jordan Love. I don't think he ain't trying to play with him though. You see what I'm saying? So, DJ, what does this do for the Packers? Is they going to get to the chip now because he came back? Or I mean, is it even worse now that we don't even know what Devontae Adams is going to do next?
No, he ain't getting no chip, even if he do have Devontae Adams. Aaron Rodgers has proved that, you know, he's even beyond Peyton Manning, best regular season quarterback to ever play. You know. But as far as winning goes, that's not who he is. He did it one time. At this point, you got a question, was it by accident? I think he went twice. Did he?
Went against the Steelers, he won?
He won against the Steelers.
I think
did
that
he go
was
again
it.
And lose? Or did he just go one time and win?
I don't know. Jared, check the stats. See if Jared going to look it up. Go ahead.
What was that, Arizona? I don't remember. But
it was the Steelers who went twice. Remember? And lost to the Pack, but then beat the
Arizona.
Cardinals. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But, what? I thought Roethlisberger had 2 Super Bowls.
He do, don't he?
Yeah, he beat the Seahawks, too.
There you go. Okay. Now that we figured that history lesson out. Yeah, all right.
He's only won one in 2011.
I mean, how many times has he went, though?
Probably one time.
Just one?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but that's not who he is. He's not, you know, a championship winning quarterback, even though he's won one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I guess you got to say, some of the time you got to credit it with Tom Brady winning. But here's the thing. He wasn't in them Super Bowls. Now, if he at least played against Tom Brady, you could say, Brady stopped him against some of the Super Bowls. He went in none of them.
No.
He went in even in them. I'd have gave him a little bit more credit if he was in at least 2 more against Brady and lost. You know? But, so basically what's going to happen these next 4 years, you're going to be good, you know what I'm saying, because the division over there is bad. So they're going to be good. They can win a division. It was the playoffs, and they're going to lose to either the 49ers or, at this point, it probably don't matter who they got at quarterback. They can have Casper over there playing. It don't matter. They're still going to win.
Casper.
The Rams or Tampa Bay. You know, even though Tampa Bay ain't even really got their team back together
right
now, I believe in them more as a question mark than Aaron Rodgers over here. Yeah. So. No, you just going next couple years, even if he plays out that full college, he might just play 2 years and decide, you know what, I'm good.
Right.
I can see him doing that. But, yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. Same stuff, just a different day. We know this guy's going to ball out. Shoot, he may go for a 5th MVP. Who knows? You know what I mean? He's that good. He really is. I mean, he's one of the greatest throwers of the football. Some people say the greatest thrower of the football. Got all the talent in the world. But we talking about winning championships, I've definitely ruled him out with that. And I've yet to be wrong yet on it, okay, since he won that one, right? And I don't think any of us even saw that coming when he won it. But it doesn't matter. We see him coming every year. So, and he don't finish. I mean, what else do you want? You got the top seed in the NFC.
Yeah.
Home playoff game. I think it was snowing or it was misty. Perfect. Lambeau Field. That's right up your alley. And you lose to this.
Didn't even score a touchdown.
Didn't score one touchdown. You lose to this Bay Area team from San Fran that's just pushing y'all around at your place and just dominating you. Postseason wise, It's not going to happen. I think he's going to, once again, have another successful season, like you just said.
They were about 13, 14
games. Yes. You know, it's going to look really good. It's going to look really good. Fantasy owners, you're going to be happy. You got Adams and Jones and Rodgers. But when it comes to real life, the actual Packers fans, you're not going to win a chip. And I think, actually, some Packers fans know that. Mm-hmm. But it's so much better to be relevant than not relevant. See, because if they're not up here, then they're going down here because Jordan Love not ready. I don't know when Jordan Love will be ready or if he will be. But they saw how that felt when they lost that Chiefs game.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So they like, well, we'd rather get close every year and not get it than just not get there at all. Because, see, when you don't get there at all, then you start overthinking stuff. Well,
yeah. I think sometimes, like, as far as, like, I guess you say, like, the CEO and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When it comes to re-signing him and whatnot, even though they know. They probably know they ain't gonna say that. Okay, they got a chance to win it because they got them, but they're not gonna actually win one.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you re-sign them because you don't want to lose ticket sales, jersey sales. You know what I'm saying?
So keep that going as long as you can.
To just do away with him. That's why I say if they was gonna trade him, that's why at one point I said you could have called Dallas and see if they wanted to do a quick. I think that was before. He signed his deal.
Yeah, whatever, I think with Dak. But
you got to think about that, too. That's probably one of the reasons why they did it, too. You know what I'm saying? Because Aaron Rodgers is gone. You know, like I said, I mean, cheesehead fans. I mean, they might still attend, but, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, you don't want to take that risk, you know?
Right, so. Right. Jazz, you got some on it?
I think he needs to give it up, too.
Oh, my God. You got, like, 3-4 years left.
Yeah, but how do you, like, obviously you don't know what he wants.
He is indecisive.
That's true. All right. Well, we didn't just go strictly football. We're going to move over to some basketball now for a couple more minutes. Let's start with LeBron and the horrible Lakers, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, just last night, it's really embarrassing. I always thought Lakers fans kind of remind me of Cowboys, man. We are the standard and you know what I'm saying? They're being real humbled right by now. I mean, you giving up 140 points per game, but I didn't come here for that. I came here to talk good on LeBron. Right, and when he put up 56 points, 57 points, whatever, against the Warriors about a week or so ago. Guys, 37, still playing like this. You see what I'm saying? And the way it's looking, they're going straight for a play-in game spot this year, maybe. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We always know the Lakers franchise has been a championship or bust franchise every year. They will bet the house just to win a championship and figure out how to do it again next year. That's how they've been. They don't want to build anything. So...
Even if they got the play-in game, like, who wants to see that garbage in the
Nobody place? Wants to see it. They keep putting them on TV. You see what I'm saying?
Well, they're the Lakers, so it's box office. You know, it's like Cowboy fans. They all over America.
That's true. That's very true. That's very true. So, Bron is 37. Mm-hmm. And they 0-7 since the All-Star break. But when he scores over 50 points, they 2-0. And, you know, like, come on. And that's going to work. So, I hate to keep putting you in the GMC because, I mean, it's no point in me. You know what I'm saying? But it's no point in me asking about the Lakers going to do this. No. You the GM right now, which is Rob Pelinka, I believe. Mm. I know. I'm not sure. So many Jenny buzzing everybody. You know, what you doing this offseason? What's the mood? Are you trying to go big again? Or what are we doing?
The first thing that comes to mind for me is I got to ship out Anthony Davis.
Wow.
Anthony Shrico Davis.
I think it's time.
He's not the Laker big man standard.
Who you getting, though? You getting another big?
I'm not getting another big. I'm going after Dame Dollar. That's what I'm going after.
Okay.
I'm going after Damian Lillard. I feel like putting him in the mix, I feel like that's a guy where LeBron would trust that person to handle majority of the basketball handling responsibility. You know? Uh-huh. So I don't think he'd have a problem saying if I said, well, Dame gonna run 70% of the we're gonna run 70% through him or whatever. I don't think he'd have a problem with that.
Right.
Definitely. But Anthony Davis, he's not the Lakers standard. He's gotten his money, he's won his championship, good. and he's cool.
Coolest guy on the bench. Cool.
He could average 15-6. He alright with that, you know what I'm saying? And lose by 40 points a night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, But no, that's not the standard that they're looking for to take into the future. And I'm assuming, you know, even though I think Damian Lillard was like, is he 30?
Maybe. Jay, look it up.
Either way, he's a shooter. So
what's his name?
Damian Lillard.
Even like I said, even though he is older, he's a shooter. Shooters age differently than big men.
Every time, you know. Every time.
So, 31.
Like I said, they age differently. So I that don't bother me that he's
31. Shoot fell. It seems like it.
Yeah. Yeah. So have him in there as that centerpiece. So that way we can let LeBron age gracefully instead of having to keep doing these 50-point nights and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody else, I'm thinking, I need. I'm looking for 3-and-D guys, people who can play defense and shoot threes.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm looking for, at least for the core. Now, if I can find a third piece out there that I can squeeze in there, like a Carl Anthony Towns, somebody who's stranded in a place, you know.
So they're doing some good things over there.
Yeah, but they're not finna win nothing.
No.
Yeah, somebody like him, if I could squeeze that in there, I like that too. But yeah, that's the first thing I'm doing offseason. And the Davey and Shipping down on Colin Portland.
Jay, what you thinking at this? Yeah.
What was it?
Okay. All right, listen. I got you. We was talking about the Lakers and it's the disaster that they are this year. They got me stuttering, right? And if you're the GM now, I mean, whatever's going to happen this season will happen. But for next year, what offseason moves are you making to put this team back where they need to be, so to speak?
LeBron still plays on the Lakers?
Yes.
Tell him to get his act right.
Tell LeBron to get his act right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These takes she's been having today so far, my God. But I say, man, I like that Damian Lillard. And I think you don't have to have a superstar big man, but you go get you a decent big man. And no, I don't mean Tristan Thompson. No, because he just got worse each game. He played. You just need to find you a quality big down there that can handle business. Like I know it sounds crazy, but I would say I like Steven Adams down there, actually. He a quality big. He going to give me 10 boards a night, probably 10 points. And he going to play some really good defense. You know what I mean? He may not be the best pick-and-roll player in the NBA, but you got Dame Lillard.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So that's what that would come into play. I would say Bradley Beal, but I saw something to where he wants to go play in Philly. And I feel like the chances of that happening is more prone to happen to him. Yeah, likely than it is him coming to L.A. But I think, Anthony Davis kind of got to be humble, bro. It's like, you look at, I don't know, Shaq, he did his thing in L.A. And Kobe always told him, bro, you started getting complacent. You know what I mean? I just, you know, that's why we was having problems. You know what I mean? You had won these three-peat, which is amazing. You were done. You know what I'm saying? And you know what they said? Well, this guy want to win. He got more upside, so Shaq, he got to go. And it was just kind of like up and down. I know he won one with Wade County and Heat, but then like went to the Celtics and then the Suns and then the Cavs. You see what I'm saying? And I can definitely see Anthony Davis doing that. Because to me, he's sitting pretty right now like, I'm good. You need to go send this behind to Oklahoma City somewhere. Because he done lost his love for the game. He done lost it. Since he won that chip, I'm in L.A. I got my money. I'm chilling. He ain't got that grind him on. You need guys playing with Brian that's nipping at the bud to go win a chip. Because that's how he got to be every year. That's the standard. That's not the standard for Anthony Davis. Now you good. Go ahead.
I like the Steven Adams piece. But only if I could find a third scoring piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if Malik Monk is going to be, if he can be averaging, I don't know how much he averages now, but if he can average anywhere from 14 to 16 points a night and he's the third, you know, primary scorer or whatnot, then that'll be just fine. But if not, then I would want a big who he ain't got to be no defensive anchor.
Yeah.
As long as he can play defense, you know what I'm saying? Help defense, he can play defense, and who can score the ball, you know.
I was about to say, you said score the ball. I was thinking Rudy Gobert, but he isn't the best scorer. But defense, he definitely has
a defensive anchor.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like, I don't have to have that. As long as my guy, like, can play defense, you know what I'm saying? But he can score too, you know what I'm saying? So he got that third option of scoring and whatnot as well, so.
Yeah, so I think they should take this into consideration. I think Dame is probably where it's headed this summer for their sake and getting Anthony Davis out of there. Because, I mean, you know, the Lakers, bless you. The Lakers executive, I mean, Magic Johnson, he's still a Laker, but he ain't like the GM or nothing no more. He'll go on TV and say whatever he wants to now, right?
Yeah.
And they'll tell you pretty much what's happening. All you got to do is ask, and they'll tell you what's going on back there. They gonna Westbrook gone. I heard he want to be gone too. I want him to be gone. This is I hate seeing him like this. This ain't even him. They was showing some shots he missed the other night that's missing. And then there's like, whoa, what was that, dude? Have you shot a ball before? Like, I mean, it's just his confidence.
He won't be surprised me if he ain't in the league next year. He's
not
that bad.
He that bad over here. Now, other times, he was just never self-aware in clutch moments. I remember that. Clutch moments, he was bad. But now he bad the whole game. He just need to go somewhere, get away from L.A., get away from home or whatever, get away from this, put him on the team, he'll be decent. Not saying he's going to be the old Westbrook, he'll be decent. But get him out of this. This is embarrassing right now. But what you say, I think that's pretty accurate. They get rid of Anthony Davis this past offseason. Clearly, Portland's rebuilding. You see what I'm saying? So they'll probably get rid of Lillard. I know they get rid of Lillard, right? And like I said, go get you a decent big or Monk. If Monk can step into that role. But I feel like if he could, we would know that now. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the... If he could step into that role like that, we would get it. You know what I mean?
Best they want to give up. Dame and Nurkic, I'll take him.
He ain't got too much defense with Nurkic, though.
Like, as long as he can play defense, he ain't gonna be no defensive anchor.
What if he play defense like Ernest Cantor? He can't play a lick of defense. He make me mad playing defense.
But then everybody else on the floor has to be solid. A solid defensive elite player. Elite defense.
Definitely. And we'll see how that pans out as well. But we'll bring it to a close with... The Brooklyn Nets, oh my God. Yeah, that Brooklyn Nets, guys. Like I said, I don't know if the last time I had to go back and check the podcast, we talked about the trade that happened last time with Harden. Okay, so this is what happened. So. We didn't. Let me speed you guys up real quick. Harden was on the Nets, as you all know. He wanted out because Kyrie is not playing home games because of the vaccine mandate. And then when I see Kevin Durant been out 4 to 6 weeks, it's not what he signed up for. So he gets traded to Philly in exchange for Ben Simmons, who is apparently having mental problems and stuff like that. You know, if mental health is very important, a lot of people question if that's what he's going through. Anyway, they made the swap, put a couple other picks in, not picks, but, you know, pieces in, Steph Curry, stuff like that, and that's done. So, the other night here, that was actually about a month ago that happened, and I think about it. I may have said that. But, other night, we get what we came to see. Ben Simmons returning to Philly as a Brooklyn Net, of course, not playing. Right, not playing, not ready to play yet for whatever reason. But Steve Nash wanted him to sit on the bench so he could experience the environment. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. Anyway, so he's heading to Philly. Ever since Harden and Embiid's played together, they've been undefeated. Harden's looking amazing with Embiid. So you thinking the Sixers fans, they got shirts with Ben Simmons on it, got dickhead written on it. Like, they just coming at him, right? Booing him as soon as he step on the court for shoot around for whatever reason. Well, not for whatever reason. Why he's doing shoot around. So we get into the game, right? And I'm telling you, these Brooklyn Nets is tearing the Sixers up from head to toe. Kyrie Irving is picking up James Harden in the full court. Now, that's personal. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's something happened there. Now, I did see a source. I'm probably wrong. I saw a source to where... It said in practice in Brooklyn, him and Harden were having problems. They would play one-on-one every day, and that's what the source said. Irvin would bust Harden ass every single day playing one-on-one. I was like, that ain't true. Then I started the game. I said, that probably was true. He was buzzing his tail every day in practice. And they had issues with each other, because I've never seen Kyrie pick nobody up full court, at least do something with it. He was taking the challenge. Long story short, I don't remember the final score. Jay, you look at the final score real quick. Jazz is a stats girl right now. Nets against the Sixers. They beat them by like 20 points, y'all. Beat them by 20 points. I'm getting to my point. They beat them by 20-some points. The Nets were scary hours. And this was no Simmons.
On the 10th?
Yes.
Nets won 129 to
100. 129 to 100. That's what I was right. Yeah. 29 points. Three starters in double digits. Steph Curry was amazing, by the way. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. Went off. Harden had another horrible night. He was like 3 for 17 shooting.
Yeah.
And B was just carrying the team. Anyway, so we seen the scary hours with just Kyrie and Durant. Now, let me ask you this. There's a healthy Ben Simmons that somehow finds a way to come back and play for the playoffs. Right now, the Nets sitting like the 9th spot. I don't care, though. I don't care. They put him at the 8th spot if you want to. It doesn't matter to me. Have him play the first seed. If this team get into the finals, with what you saw the other night, and you add in Simmons, the old Simmons that you know, They get into the finals? Yes, no, maybe.
I say no.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Who's stopping them?
It's not who's stopping them. I don't think they can stop Giannis. I think Giannis has got to the point now where he done figured out his talent, yeah. And he done said, can't nobody stop me.
Facts.
I honestly feel that way. Nothing against Kyrie and them and whatnot, who can put up points and everything like that. But I just don't think they have an answer for him,
Yeah.
I really don't,
But see, I will counter that when I say this. No, nobody can stop Giannis. But here's the thing. Nobody can stop Kyrie. Nobody can stop Durant. So it's like one to that two. I love Chris Middleton. He can shoot with the best, though. But if you get these two on a roll like that against Giannis, just one. You see what I'm saying? It starts to be like, whoa.
Giannis, in my opinion, I think he could defend probably Kevin Durant if he wanted to. You know what I'm saying? You crunch time, you're going to put him on there. So then at that point, all you have to worry about is Kyrie Irving, And that team, talking about the Bucks, they play together.
Yeah.
And they know their role.
They're amazing. They really are.
The Nets
are.
Don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, we all know that Kevin Durant is, the number one guy. But does he know that? Does Kyrie know that?
That's true.
And then, like I said, if you put Giannis on him, and kind of slow him down, well, then that puts all the weight on Kyrie Irving to...
What about Simmons? We got a healthy Simmons.
That's what I'm getting to. Okay. Simmons, he's not going to score anyway unless he's, 2 feet from the basket.
True.
So we ain't got to worry about him scoring nothing. You know what I'm saying? Now, maybe defensive-wise, you might put him on Giannis, I guess. But then he might get in foul trouble, because I don't think nobody on the team can guard him, So, and then as good as Seth Curry is,
love Seth.
He can't carry no team by himself. He's a nice piece, to go with as one of your star players going off, mm-hmm. He getting his 10, 12 points too, But I don't think they can do nothing with Giannis. I really don't. And then, like I said, the people on that team, they know their roles. Portis, they got Serge. I think they're getting Brooke Lopez back. They all know their role, know what they're supposed to do, and
Brooke Lopez.
Brooklyn don't know any of that, and we won't know until next year sometime.
And that's the thing. Like, I think I was telling you, man, we want to crown Durant as the best player so bad. I'm thinking if he was the best player, we wouldn't have to just force it to him. It's Durant. We wouldn't just Durant be out for 10 weeks. It's still Durant. He didn't even play ball in 10 weeks. He's still the best. But, yeah, man, Milwaukee's like the ultimate team thing. Like, Giannis figured it out last year. I suck. It sucks that it had to been on the Suns with Chris Paul. Four straight games. I don't know what clicked in his head, but some said, dude, you Giannis Antetokounmpo, get up and go play. And he did just that. You could look at the Suns. It didn't matter what they did. Nothing was going to change the fact how he took over that entire series.
And on a fast break, two steps, he's already at
half. He's already there. And he can knock down the three. He can knock down, he can do everything. And when people ask, I say, who the best player? I think it's Giannis. Folks may look at me like I'm crazy. Because we so bad, we want to put Bron and KD. I'm thinking, dude, what can he do? What can he do at this point? We've seen him, his worst was when he couldn't hit free throws and threes. He improved. He improved every single year. Every year. And his team just plays around him. And they got confidence. It's not like they ball watching either. That's what I like. You said Middleton, them guys, they get involved.
Yeah.
They don't just stand around. So, I think you go Eastern Conference Finals, even a healthy Simmons, you take the Bucks to win. Right? Mm. People are like, whoa, if Durant foot wasn't on the, how it is, what it should have cut. Can we get a full season of the Nets? A clean season? I can't get a full season. I think if they get a full season, they probably can beat the Bucks.
But who knows if you're going to get a full season.
If they don't
uplift the mandate, Kyrie going to do the same stuff again next year.
Yeah.
Because he's stubborn. You can see that.
Definitely.
He going to go his way, which I admire it for, as a man or whatnot. Yeah. To stand his ground on what he say. But you hurting your team doing this stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
It ain't just about you. It's not like you boxing or something like that. It's just... It's just you in there. You got to worry about yourself. You got teammates. They looking around at your locker. You ain't never there.
Right.
His behind print ain't even in his cushion in the seat in Brooklyn. That's how much he not there.
Because he ain't in there. He not in there. And
when the going gets tough, he going to be on the sideline smiling.
Uh-huh.
Laughing, y'all. Joking.
Come on.
This man ain't with us.
He can't be. Who is this guy? But yeah, I'm thinking, and I'm a Heat fan. You guys know I'm a Heat fan, right? And to me, the obstacle to overcome is the Bucks. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we got a better chance against the Sixers than we do against the Bucks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Honestly, if I feel like the Heat was like one star away from challenging. Yeah,
definitely.
Like, I'm gonna say,
just a small team too.
Yeah.
Like, when we lost to the Lakers in the bubble, like, we were small. We still small. We just athletic. You know what I mean? We play hard. But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They're one star away. One star. Well, I was going to say Harden, but then he's the point guard. And you got Larry there for that. You know, he's more of a...
I love Larry. Love him, Kyle Larry, man. You know?
So I'm trying to think.
Like, oh, Oladipo coming back, and I was like, well...
Yeah, I mean, he'd be another nice piece.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we got, like you said, we won one star away. That's all it was. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. But Jazz, you guys, something on it? Maybe one last wild take before we end it.
Who were talking about?
We were talking about whether the Nets go to the finals if they're healthy with Ben Simmons, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving.
I think they can do anything they put their mind to.
All right, so it sounds like something you tell a child before you go off to school.
Yeah.
Definitely. Now you go motivation. Good job, Jad. DJ, you got anything else?
No, that's about it.
That's it. Hey, thank you all for tuning in. It was a great show today. We talked some NFL. We talked some NBA. And y'all, more stuff is constantly happening as we speak. We'll be back next week with more content. Thank you all for tuning in. This will be on iTunes and Spotify as well. Y'all good?
I'm good.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
Be blessed. We out.